Again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your brother. Turn to your sister. Amen. As we turn to our Bibles. Psalms 20. Psalms 20. Psalms verse 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Great, mighty Jehovah, once again come into your presence, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege, Lord, to come into your presence, Father. Amen. To feast. Amen. At your table, Lord. Father, this afternoon service, commit your hands, Father. Amen. May there be rain, Father. Open the windows of heaven, Father. Let your blessing fall upon us, Father. Lord, we commit this service into your hands. May you find glory and honor in it, Lord. We commit your children into your hands, Father. Be with them, bless them, Lord. Heal the sick. Amen. Visit the afflicted, Lord Jesus. Amen. Remember our pastor, Lord. Be with him, strengthen him, Lord. Give him traveling masses, Father. For he asks it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Are you happy this afternoon? Amen. Oh, oh. won't you come and fill me while I'm waiting for you? I am broken and I am thirsty. I'm longing for you. That your prayer. Oh, Lord, won't you come and fill me while I'm waiting for you? I am broken and I am thirsty. I am longing for you. Oh, Holy Spirit, won't you come and fill me? I'm waiting for you. I'm broken and I am thirsty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many wants to be like Jesus this evening? Amen. How many wants to be like him? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be more like to be a vessel that you are through. I want to be more like you. Oh, I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to be more like I want to be a vessel that you walk through. I want to be more like you. Oh, I want to be more like you. I want to be more. I want to be a vessel that you walk through. I want to be more like you. Oh, I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to be more like. I want to be a vessel that you are through.
to be more like you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As we change the order of service. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. 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 What a mighty God. You know Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the brother. Let us go and preach the word. Let us go and preach. Let us go. Let us go and preach the word. Sister, let us sing and praise the Lord. Let us sing and praise. Let us sing. Let us sing. Let us sing and praise the Lord.
I wish to read a portion of scripture tonight, and we'll start and pray for the people because they're just a small group of us like this. We ought to immediately come into the realm of God's healing grace and power and make us well. He's promised to do it, and there's hardly anything that he hasn't left undone to do to reveal his will and his favor to us. So we just have to believe him. Is that right? I wish to read a portion of scripture tonight in 23rd chapter of Exodus, beginning with the 20th verse. It's always been a very favorite spot for me. That behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy to thy enemies, and an adversary to thy adversaries, for my angel shall go before thee. Now, for a thought for a few moments, I wish to take that last part, or the first part of that phrase of the last verse, my angel shall go before thee. God in all ages has had someone to deal with here on earth. Ever since he's had an earth, he started, never was a time but what he had someone that he could put his hands on to send them. During this time that we're speaking of here, or just read on, was when he has sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel. Now, it was not Moses that was sent. Moses was just the instrument. Now, in my heart, I have believed that God has always been the same all through the ages and every age. He's been just as he was at the beginning. He was manifested in the fatherhood. He was manifested in the sonship. He's manifested now in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. We're living not in the Christian dispensation, but in the Holy Spirit dispensation. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit in the church. The church's reaction to what the Holy Spirit is in them. Marvelous day we're living in. Greatest time of all ages we're now living, just at the closing of the scene of this world's activities and fixing to enter into that great age that we've all lived for so long, the Hebrew prophets have spoke of through the days. And God always has had someone he could put his hands on. Now, Moses was born a proper child, and God ordained that he should bring the Israel out under his leadership. And before he went down into Egypt, after he was called, when he's on the desert that morning, herding Jethro's sheep, his father-in-law, he saw a bush a-burning. Now, I believe that was the first appearance of the angel of the Lord. He was in this burning bush. And then when he commissioned Moses and told him what he was to do, he went before him down into Egypt. And when he came out, he was in a form of a fire again, a pillar of fire. And this pillar of fire led the children of Israel, which was the same angel that was in the burning bush. That was the same pillar of fire that was in that burning bush. And that pillar of fire, or the angel, was the angel of the covenant. I believe all ministers would agree with that, that that was the angel of the covenant. If it was the angel of the covenant, then it was the Lord Jesus. It was God, the Holy Spirit. For Moses chose to suffer the reproach of Christ and counted greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, you see, of Christ. That was Christ, the Logos, the angel of the covenant that led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land, which was just a foreshadow, as he did in the natural then, he does in the spiritual today. Now, he promised to supply all their needs. When they needed water, they got it from the rock. When they needed food, God rained it down out of heaven, blowed it into the winds. And when the waters was bitter, they made it sweet. And he provided everything they had need of. When sickness came into the camp, he had an atonement made. He promised to be the God in the time of trouble, a present help. He promised to do these things and to see them through. And now, as he was then, so is he today. The same Spirit of God that led Israel leads the church today, bringing us through, as it was the wilderness, to the promised land. We have a promised land. You believe that? In my Father's house are many mansions. I'll go and prepare a place for you, and will come again and receive you unto myself. We're on our way. We're going to this glorious promised land that God has promised us. Now, along this journey, he's promised to supply everything that we have need of. Whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Whatsoever things, Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Now, he gave us the strongest weapon that there is in all the world, and that's prayer. Prayer is what changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. He doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize that what is given right unto them, anything that you ask for will be given if you can appropriate the faith to believe it. For God's word is true. And now God's word will defeat Satan anywhere, any place, any time. Now when Jesus is here on earth, I believe he was Emmanuel. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So all the great qualities of the Father was in Christ Jesus, the Son, when he was here on earth. All the Father has was his. And all the fine gifts that's in God and all it was in Christ. But when he met Satan, he never used any of those gifts. He, just to be your example, He brought it to where the very weakest of Christian. He said, now he had the power right then to rebuke Satan and send him away. But what he did, he never referred to any of his power. Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, is always a question mark across God's word by Satan. So he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now Jesus said, it is written, the Father's word. Man shall not live by bread alone. He taken him up on top of the temple and told him to cast himself down. Jesus said, it is written, right back to the scripture. Then he taken him up on a mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and said, I'll give them to you if you'll bow down and worship me. Jesus said, it is written. See, constantly, it is written. It is written. And then when you can hit Satan with the scripture, he's just as powerless as he can be. See? With anything, I don't care what it is. Now, it isn't within me or your pastor to pray. It's for us to pray with you, but it'll have to be your own individual faith that does the healing. Now, the only Jesus never healed anyone without first the Father showed him about it. Now, he said that, if we had it last night, in John, the 5th chapter, and the 19th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. Watch two blind men follow him one day in the streets. They were blind, crying, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. He just walked right on. He came into the house, and they brought the blind man to him. And the blind man said, have mercy on us. He said, do you believe? He said, yes. He touched their eyes, said, according to your faith. That right?
Yes.
According to your faith be it unto you. See? And they had the faith. The woman touched the hem of his garment. He said, thy faith, not my power, thy faith has made thee whole. See? Thy faith. But he went and did just what the Father showed him. Now his spirit is with us today. It reveals it, what the Father shows. It's already done. Your prayer, for instance, out there, be praying. You be sitting out there praying. And what the Father would decide, and your faith would move up into a bracket and say, yes, I believe it right now. I accept it right now. I believe it right now. Now the Father could turn right around to me and say, tell him. I heard him, and he had a certain thing, and it's over. See? But I couldn't do that myself. I could only say it was over if he had told me it was over. See? See what I mean? Now that shows he's the same yesterday, today. I can pray for you, and according to your faith, be it unto you. But if he tells me something to tell you, I can take a message through a divine gift there and tell you what he said. Just like in different people, you've heard the testimonies. I try not to get the testimonies because Mr. Baxter gets to them sometimes. I get right back on the same one. Many of you have heard the thousands of testimonies around the world of what he's did. Great man, Congressman Upshaw, and them, and different ones, and Florence Nightingale. And then when they were healed, you see, he would speak and say a certain thing. And I no matter what it is, it'll be that way every time. Now, you take it anywhere you want to, and any person's at liberty, that any time that they ever heard it say, thus saith the Lord, or in the name of the Lord, a certain thing would take place, it'll be just that way. See? Or you can trace back any of my footsteps across the nations and see if it ever one time ever spoke, thus saith the Lord, and predicted something, but what didn't come just exactly that way. It's never failed. The first time it happened, of course, I was such a small baby. I was just 3 minutes old about when it came in. But down through life, every time, even before I was converted, gifts and callings are without repentance. You know that. That's where I think of many of the... And see, I'm new in the Pentecostal church. I've come from the Baptist church. And then the Baptist people couldn't see that there was a divine gift. The Pentecostal people believed it. So therefore, God sent me. That's where I feel at home. I'm one of you. See? Because I have received the Holy Ghost. And then God made the thing manifest to me. I started off. But from the part itself has been since a baby, gifts and callings are without repentance. You believe in that? If you believe the scripture, Jesus Christ is foreordained, the Son of God. He is a woman's seed that was to bruise the serpent's head, plumb in the Garden of Eden. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
Moses couldn't help. He was Moses. He was born a proper child. They seen he was and knowed he was. And God raised him right up under Pharaoh's nose, didn't he? Is that right? He couldn't help it. John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Is that right? Jeremiah the prophet, God said, before you was even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nations. Is that right? Before he ever come from his mother's womb. See, gifts and callings are without repentance. See, God gives them. You can't help because you got blue eyes. All who've taken thought can add one cubic to his statue. That's where the thing has got out into the world today with a bunch of ism, you see. And it absolutely, it's nothing but a work of Satan to try to take away from the real thing of God. And that's what you Pentecostal people and what all people, Baptists and so forth, has had down through the age, is somebody trying to impersonate something that they know nothing about. It'd be better to keep still. Who taking thought can add one cubic to his statue? If God wants you to be a certain thing, he brings you to this earth to be that, and you'll be it. See? Now, if he called you to be do a thing like a man said, well, I believe I can make more money if I was a preacher. You'll never make a preacher. God has to call you to be a preacher. How can a preacher preach unless the Lord has sent him? Is that right? It's all in God. Everything moves right back into God. Is that right? Everything right back to him. He sets the program. We just fall in line, see, and carry it out. Now, a few years ago, it was firmly not believed by any peoples that there's any other light besides the sunlight. Critics in the scientific world once laughed and said, didn't God make an awful mistake when he wrote the Bible? Said he made the created the firmament before he made the sun. Said the very idea, there's no such a thing as any light outside of sunlight. And he made the firmament before he made the sun. And how the apostle said, your whole body's full of light. Well, science looked down with the spirit of meekness and consideration and dug into it and proved that God was right. Now, there's plenty of light besides the sunlight. For instance, the x-ray, has no sun to do with it. But your whole body, each little cell, little atom is a light. You're made up full of light. They find out that the Bible's right, that you're made full of light. Because scientists, not looking at it from a natural standpoint, you can't understand it. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So, but they proved that the Bible was right. And not long ago, there was a man who really believed that that electricity could be harnessed. He got him a kite, and he featured the key on the end of the tail of it. But he finally captured what he thought, what he believed was right, because people laughed at him. But he, in his heart, there was something in there that told him that it was right. So he stayed right with it. A little later on, Thomas Edison, the man who gave us electric and the lamp, he believed that that electronic or electrolysis would carry over a wire. 10,000 wires, I guess he used. He used this kind of a metal. It wouldn't work. Set at nighttime, a cup of coffee and a sandwich, and tireless as he could be. But yet, down in his heart, something told him that he could make that electricity heat a wire that would light. Well, now, he didn't just give up on the first little wire. He just laid it aside and tried another one. But we were in contact with the spiritual realm of God. I was prayed for, and it didn't get me healed, so I guess there's nothing to it. Oh, what a poor crowbait you make for God. See? Look, no, sir. God wants somebody who will not give up. Yes. Amen. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Right. You've got to stay and call things right before Satan. Tell him it's this way. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord has said so. And it is written. It's written. No matter what he says, it's written. Right there. Well, Brother Branham never got to touch me. It is written. Brother Branham never done no healing. God done your healing. It's already dead. It's written. Whatever I ask and believe God, I shall receive it. It's mine. It's my personal property. Then Edison, hour after hour, something in his heart. They never had no electricity before, but to light a light. But Edison believed that it would do it. And finally, he conquered it because something in his heart said it'll do it. And as long as there's something in here saying that it'll do it, there's got to be something out there to respond to that. That's right. What would your great-grandfather said when he talked to the neighbor about a television, a wave vibrating through the air like that would even make the picture? Why, he'd have said he's mentally upset. But somebody believed that there was an air wave. And he couldn't explain it. God had it here. Now, how did he think of being an air wave? We've got it. We got television, haven't we? Sure, we have radio and so forth. How was it? Because something down in the human heart said it's there. And it broke into that realm and picked it up and brought it out here and give it to the world. Now, brother, sister, you can call a fanatic if you want to. But I know that there is a power of God. First thing, because God said so. Second thing, because in my heart, there's something in there that says that there's a power of God to heal every sickness. I believe it. And as long as I believe that, I'll spend my life, see, that I know that it's the truth. It's God's word first, and there's something in my heart telling me it's there. And I'm searching everywhere, trying to find a place if we could get into the church. Fanatics may rise and go, but God, you'll see the day that the church of Jesus Christ will stand to its feet with this great power that they're laughing at us about today. It'll be brought forth just like electricity was, because there's something down in the human heart says it's there. See? It's the same angel of God. Now look, David said, when the deep calleth to the deep. If there's a deep calling to a deep, there's got to be a deep to respond to that call. Here, as I've often used the illustration, before a fin was on a fish's back, there had to be a water first for him to swim in, or he wouldn't have no fin. Is that right? Before there was a tree, a flower to bloom in the earth, there had to be an earth first for the flower to set in, or there'd have been no flower. Is that right? Now, here not some time ago, I read where a little baby had, Brother Baxter's telling me one the other day, that a little baby kept craving salt. And they'd taken the salt away from the baby and wouldn't let him have it. The baby died. They held a postmortem. And come to find out there was something in the baby's body that had to have that salt. And they put it in there and it just dissolved the salt up. See, if they give the baby salt, if here I read where the little baby eat the erasers off of pencils, and he eat the pedal off of a bicycle. Well, they give the little boy an examination and come to find out that his little body needed sulfur. They sulfur in rubber. See, there's a sulfur, something in here calling for sulfur. He's going to nibble till he finds it somewhere. And as sure as there's something in here calling for sulfur, there's got to be a sulfur to respond to that call. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Deep calling to the deep. Now, as long as there's something down in our heart, how many here believes in divine healing?
Yes.
All right. As sure as there is a call down in there, a desire to be healed of God by divine healing, there's got to be a fountain open somewhere.
Yes.
See? For that creation can be in there, that creation to make you desire that, there has to be a creator to create that creation. Is that right? Well, there's got to be a God then somewhere that's putting that desire in your heart to desire that. And if he has put that desire there, then there's got to be something out there to fulfill that desire that you've got. Do you see? The deep calling to the deep. And somewhere out here, someday, you'll find out, and we're all going to see it, that God's going to have a church that's going to break into that counter. Brother, and all them marvelous things that once belonged into the church of the living God that's been thrown aside is going to stand on its feet someday and take a journey up through the skies. Oh, I've seen that for years, my brother and sister, and tonight I believe it's the same Holy Spirit that led the children of Israel to lead us up into that water yonder somewhere. People can't understand it, but it's there. As long as the human heart calls for it, there's got to be something there to respond to it. The deep calls to the deep. I'll send my angel before you to lead you into the way. The trouble of it is we try to get ahead of the angel. Let the angel lead the way. And he'll lead us to the fountains of the water of life and give it to us freely. Do you believe it?
Yes.
And we bow our heads. Lord Jesus, tonight, just here, we're thankful for this little church. We thank you for its pastor and for its teachers and for its pupils. And we thank you for every minister and his congregation, the parts of them that's gathered in here tonight. Some of them out in other rooms. We thank thee for them. But above all things, we thank thee for Jesus Christ, who has drawn us together by his mercy, by his merits. We thank thee, Father, with a true, sincere heart. Now I pray that you'll be with us tonight. Help us and bless us. And as my heart and other hearts here blending together, calling for the dean. The dean. There are men and women sitting here that your children that's afflicted by the enemy. As our brother Baxter, your teacher just a while ago, standing there on the steps listening at him, hearing him speaking, casting out evil spirits. How we thank thee, Lord, that thy word teaches that. In my name they shall cast out devils. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You've promised it, God. Now, Father, we pray that you'll just pull back the curtain tonight. Just open up them circles and dimensions yonder, Lord, to us, that the great Holy Spirit might fill every heart with faith tonight, and we might go out of this building tonight without a feeble one in the midst of us. May we go out rejoicing, happy, healed, filled with the Spirit. And may there be an old-fashioned revival start here in the city, Lord, that'll sweep citywide. Grant it, Father, and many be saved, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. You see, it's kind of a hard thing, friends, for us to determine how praying for the sick. Brother Baxter, I guess you'd explain that to them, how that we have to give out cards in order to keep an orderly line. We try to say, well, now let these just so many here come, or go back there and get so many there. It's, there you are, you got to respect. So we just give everybody cards, and there we just start along through them somewhere and call them out. Now, I believe you said you give out from 50 to 100 and what? From 1 to 100 in the H. Well, let's start. Take 50, 60. How many can we line up here? About 10? Sir? All right, let's try 15 then. All right, we'll take H, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, on up 50, 55, 60, 65. About first 15. And we begin H, 50. Who's got H, 50? Prayer card H, 50. 51. 52, 53, 54, that's right, line right up here. Just come right down on this side, if you will, and line up. And, well, you may not be able to get to all of them. We'll do as best we can. And now, I want each and every one of you to be deeply and sincerely in prayer. Will you do that? All right, while they're coming, I see a young man sitting here before me. He's very badly afflicted. I wish God would heal the man or give something to us, some revelation. While I'm here, I'd like to see, I've seen worse than that, though, our Lord has did. Now, the boy probably has been prayed for several times, that I don't know. But if God would just speak and tell me something to tell him. You pray that he will you? I hope that he will. I seen the boy last night. My heart went out for him. And now, he might tell me that it's what purpose, what's the reason, what caused it, what'll do it. I don't know. See, that's up to God.
Amen. Are you blessed? Amen. It was a short message, and the rest is discernment. So we felt like we could just stand up and pray. The prophet admonished us. I love what he said here. He said, now, brother, sister, in the same message, you can call me a fanatic if you want to, but I know that there is a power of God to heal every sickness. Amen. Because in my heart there is something in there that knows that there is a power of God to heal every disease. I believe it. And as long as I believe it, I'll spend my life, and I know it is the truth. It's God's word first.
God's word says so. There is something in my heart that believes that. Amen. Fanatics may rise and go, but you will see the day that the Church of Jesus Christ will stand to its feet with this great power that they are laughing at us today. It will be brought forth just like electricity. Amen. Just like electricity came forth. You know, Thomas Edison, it will be brought forth just like electricity, because there is something in our hearts that believes that it is there. It is the same angel of the Lord. Do you believe that tonight? The same angel is here to heal every disease. The same angel is here to heal every sickness, to answer every request. Amen. So I don't know about your request tonight, but the Holy Spirit seems to be here today to answer every need. Do you believe it? Amen. Praise God. That same angel that came down in the days of the prophet is here, the angel of the Lord, to answer every need, to meet every person, to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Not tomorrow, today. Amen. I want us to go before God in prayer. Just as they sing that, so only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. We have seen God do great things. He has healed others and is here to do the same to you. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you can only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you can only believe. Let us go before God in prayer, each one in your own way, to believe God for everything you need. The angel of the Lord is here to seal you with the Holy Spirit. The altar is open. Heaven is open. The word is revealed. His presence is here. He's identified among us. You just have to believe and ask him in prayer. Dear God, as we sing that song, only believe, because it's the only thing we are required to only believe. Lord, we know it is nothing that we can do but just to believe what your word has said, Lord. Here we come before your holy sanctuary, your holy presence. We know you are here because your word has been made known to us. Lord, we ask you to guide us and lead us to these deeper waters, to the still waters, to healing waters, that there are many who are sick among us. Lord, we pray that you will remember them, that you will make them well and whole to your honor and glory. We bring Sister Esther, who is bedridden in the hospital, unto your hands, Lord. We pray that the Holy Spirit will remember your daughter. May the word of healing go forth and bring forth a healing in her body, a complete change, that, Lord, she will return to the house of God and sing a special to your glory and to your honor, Lord. And we pray for everyone else here, Lord, who is seeking a healing of the soul, a healing of the body. Lord, may you remember your children. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will descend and fill your people, heal your people, and make them well, Lord. And all on the hookup, whatsoever requests that are before your people, whatever needs there they need, Lord, whatever thing they need, may you grant their request. Your word says, if we delight in you, you will grant the request of our hearts. You will meet the needs of our hearts. Lord, may you meet the need of every person, every heart in here. Lord, we come before you. We bring our hearts before thee. May you have your own way, Lord. We have heard your word. We have heard you, Lord. You have ministered to us. You have revealed your word to us. We know when your word is revealed, your presence is identified. And we know you are here to meet every need this day. Lord, may you meet your people. May this be a service that we will know that something happened in our hearts. And Lord, all those that are seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we request you, Lord, to meet that need, because that's the need of the hour, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May you fill your children with your Holy Spirit and anoint them in a mighty way. Lord, we know you are here. That same angel that baptized your people years ago, that same Spirit is here, Lord, to fill every fiber of our bodies, to anoint us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. May you have your own way among your people, Lord. May you fill them with your Spirit. And all those that need a refilling, may you refill them, strengthen them. May virtue power flow in their hearts, Lord, and make yourself known to them, Father and Father, Lord, as they dive deeper in your love, deeper in your grace, Lord, deeper in your will. May you have your own way, Lord Jesus. We can only believe that, Lord, all these things are possible. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this church. We thank you for everything that you are doing. We thank you for all the things you are going to do, Lord. We know right ahead of us, there is a great revival, a great manifestation of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that you will grant us the grace to be surrendered, to be ready for that hour that is upon the earth, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. May you remember every sick and afflicted, even in Tororo and across the hookup. May you touch them in a mighty way. May your healing power flow over them, Lord. May this be a day that will not forget that, Lord, you minister to them and you touch every need. You touch every soul. You touch every heart. You touch every mind, Lord. And we pray for the convention coming up. May the Holy Spirit go before us, Lord, and make a way for your children to be at the convention. And Lord, may you provide for us to meet the need of the hour. Lord, may this be a great meeting that will keynote something among us, oh God. And Lord, as you begin to deal with the hearts of the people, we surrender our hearts to thee. We surrender our souls to thee. We surrender our minds to thee. We reconsecrate our lives to thee. May you have your own way. May you lead us, Lord. Guide our footsteps and take us to the Holy of Holies, where we are supposed to abide, where that glory is supposed to be made known in us. Lord, may you have your way, Lord. Father, may you meet every need, Lord. And Lord, we ask all these blessings and know we are going to do greater things among us, oh God. We bless your name. We give you praise. And Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name will always be praised in our hearts. May you have your own way. We can only surrender to your will and to your word, oh God. May you take full charge. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the guilty stains. Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Amen. Amen. That fountain is here.
Lose all.
Amen. All you have to do is to surrender. To surrender your heart. To surrender your soul. Surrender your mind. Surrender your spirit. Surrender your everything. Surrender tomorrow to God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Surrender it to God. Don't worry about what is coming. Surrender it to God. God wants to visit you. He wants to commune with you. Just surrender your heart to God. That's all you have to do. To only believe that fountain is here. It's filled with His blood. He shed His blood. He gave His own life. All you have to do is to surrender. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way among your people. Have your way in your children, Lord. Meet their needs. Fill us with your spirit. Lord, may you take away all the guilty conscience. Grant us your spirit this day. We need more of you, Lord. May we decrease. May you increase in our lives, oh God. Have your own way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, may you have your way. Remember every soul that is crying out this very minute. You know every heart. You know every need. May you have your own way, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. We give you praise. Lord, may you have your way. Lord, we thank you.
Thief, thy precious blood shall never lose its power.
It will never lose its power. It will never lose its power.
Till all
the rams of the church
of God.
Amen. That hour is here. We'll be saved
to sin
no more. Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus.
Be saved to sin.
Lord, have your way.
Be saved to sin.
Be saved to sin no more. No more, Lord.
Till all the ransomed.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord.
To sing,
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Ever since by faith,
yes, Lord. We thank you for your presence.
The stream, thy flow.
Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Jesus.
Love has been,
yes, Lord.
My thee and shall till I,
yes, Lord.
Die.
Have your way, Lord.
And shall till I die.
That redeeming love will be our theme.
And shall be till I die.
Yes, Lord.
Redeeming love has been my theme. And be till I die.
Amen. As the musicians play softly, let us pray. Precious Lord, we thank you for your holy presence that has been with us this morning and this afternoon, Lord. And Lord, we realize the call of the Spirit this day is for us to pray, to go on our knees and use the power that you have already placed in us. And we can only use that, exercise that power by going on our knees and praying. Your word says men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up, but to pray continuously, to pray without ceasing. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Lord, we are going for the communion service. Lord, you know everything about us. Lord, we rededicate our lives to your word, to your will. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. We commit our hearts to thee, Lord. May you guide us going forward. Lord, we thank you for this message of the prophet that we have just heard, that the angel of the Lord will go before us and will lead us. So our faith is in the way of life. Lord, and that way, you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. We thank you, Jesus, that we still have that promise this day. We pray again for our beloved sister Esther, who is bedridden in the hospital. May your Holy Spirit remember your daughter. All the times she sang specials, may you remember her. We pray that the healing virtues will go and touch her and strengthen her. And Lord, make her whole. Lord, we don't fear any disease.
Amen.
We don't fear any cancer. Lord, we believe
Hallelujah.
In the God of Amen. The Bible, the God that healeth all our diseases. Lord, we pray that may that God be manifested in our lives, oh God.
Amen.
May you heal your daughter and everyone else here under this roof who has a request of healing. You know every need. We pray that the Holy Spirit will heal your people, will strengthen your people. Lord, you may make each and every person whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May every disease be placed under your feet, Lord. By the blood of Jesus, we know by your stripes we are healed of every manner of disease. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we come against every evil spirit that may linger among your children. We come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bring it to subjection to the promise of this word. We thank you, Jesus. May you have your way, Lord. And we commit the weak unto your hands. May you have your way. Be with all of us. May you keep us in your way of love, in the way of life. Lord, and as we go for communion, may you bless the service. And Lord, may you be with us. Be with our elders and their families. Lord, be with our deacons and their families. Be with all the young people and all the little children. Be with everyone. And we pray for our pastor and his wife, Sister Sarah, and the church in Tororo. Lord, and everyone else, we pray that may you bless them and be with them, Lord. We ask all these blessings, believing and trusting in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. His holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. As we change the order of service, as we change the order of service, oh, commander in the master calleth, commander. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, commander. Oh, commander, the master calleth, commander. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who filled the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who filled the multitude turned the water into wine. To the